Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. We are recapping the week that was right now. Life and Style Weekly and events editor Juliet Eason checking in from New York right now. Cover story for Life and Style Weekly is Kim Kardashian. And Juliet, ever since this divorce after her 72-day marriage, the business of Kim Kardashian has really plummeted, hasn't it?
If she were Facebook, I don't think she'd be commanding $100 billion right now.
Nice analogy.
Thank you. It's been a pretty rough few months for her. In addition to the divorce, the after effects have been really brutal on her. I don't think she was expecting to lose fans the way she did. And the loss of fans sort of led to the loss of a lot of other things, including a lot of her friends, business endorsements. So she's losing millions pretty much with every day she doesn't sign new gigs. And she's gaining weight.
Wow.
It's not been a very great January for her. Reggie basically rejected her. She's alone. She has no prospects. We've seen her look better.
Juliet, what I wonder is, Kim, as far as I was concerned, kind of got lucky in the first place. I mean, she turned a sex tape into this huge empire, more or less. How does she reverse her recent misfortune, though? Can she?
It's hard. I mean, I think we all know that the Kardashians have been a little bit overexposed between the show and being on every single red carpet and lending their name to products from credit cards to shoes to cell phones. I think what she really needs to do is take a step back and not be in the public eye as much. But I think saying that to her is telling her that she can't breathe.
Right.
So short of her sort of disappearing for a few months, I think she just needs to sort of convey that she is really sorry for how the divorce went down and convince her fans that she's turned over a new leaf.
Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Demi Moore, all sorts of struggles and a lot of rumors about all the different drugs and parties that she's been partaking in. Now, allegedly, Ashton Kutcher and Bruce Willis, two of her exes, both trying to stage an intervention, right, Juliet?
Yeah, I think everyone at this point is really feeling like Demi needs to be in rehab, apart from doing whippets, which is just so bizarre.
Yeah.
She's been partying more with her 20-year-old daughter and flirting with, you know, 20 to 25-year-old guys than she has been hanging out with anyone that's her own age or sort of doing things that you would expect a mother of three to be doing. And I think what's really sad is that she spent so many years trying to seem younger than she is that I think she just sort of got into this downward spiral of trying to act young and look young, and that unfortunately included hanging out and drinking and doing a lot of drugs, so she felt like a 20-year-old again.
Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Russell Brand trying to move on from Katy Perry in an unlikely place for a recovering alcoholic. Right, Juliet?
Yes, very true. Russell Brand, as you know, has been sober for 9 years, but we have spotted him out at LA bars like Lexington Social House and the Roger Room within about the last 2 weeks, both of which are not necessarily high profile places, but not a place you really should be going if you're trying to stay under the radar. And one witness at the Roger Room actually saw Russell served a tequila drink called the Tijuana Brass.
I would imagine he's there with women or trying to hit on women as well.
Absolutely. Apparently he was all over anything that he found cute.
All right. Hey, why be selective when you could just swing at every pitch, Russell? Drink. Unbelievable. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason. Have a great weekend.
You too.